Pope Benedict XVI hopes to visit the U.S. city of New York and the French Healing Shrine of Lourdes in 2008, and also plans to deliver an important speech to diplomats in Vienna during his upcoming trip to Austria. The head of the Holy See's press office, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, spoke of the Pope's plans on Italian state television as the Holy Father appeared to pray the Sunday Angelus and bless the faithful gathered at his secluded mountain retreat in the Italian Dolomite Mountains near the Austrian border. Father Lombardi said the Holy Father hopes to visit the United Nations in New York and also to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions at Lourdes. No dates for the trips have as yet been set.
Anche quest'anno mi offre la possibilità di trascorrere alcuni giorni di riposo in montagna.
In remarks to the faithful before the traditional Marian prayer, Pope Benedict said vacation is a time for Christians to grow closer to God through both relaxing and praying. The Holy Father said every good Christian knows that vacation is the time to rest the body, but also to nurture the spirit through more time for prayer and meditation, to grow in one's personal relationship with Christ and follow his teachings ever more closely. The Pope was speaking amid the tall pines surrounding a mountain villa where he has just concluded the first of a 3 weeks retreat. The Holy Father said, amid this sight of fields, woods, and peaks pointing to the sky, the desire to praise God for the wonders of his works rises spontaneously in the soul, and our admiration for this natural beauty is easily transformed into prayer. Pope Benedict is only the second pope in modern history to make his vacations outside the Vatican or the papal summer residence south of Rome at Castel Gandolfo, a tradition started by his predecessor John Paul II 20 years ago. John Paul II also began the tradition of holding World Youth Day, and in his address on Sunday, Pope Benedict also asked young people to begin preparing for the upcoming World Youth Day celebrations, which will take place in Sydney, Australia, in July 2008.
Amare, dice Gesù, e comportarsi come il buon samaritano.
Recalling this Sunday's gospel, Pope Benedict said, love is the heart of the Christian life, exemplified by the Good Samaritan. Pope Benedict also said, Christ himself is the Good Samaritan par excellence, for though he is God, he does not hesitate to lower himself, to take on human nature and give his life for us.
Infatti, solo l'amore, suscitato in noi dallo Spirito Santo, ci rende testimoni di Cristo.